Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People who've been listening to this program for a while may know that I'm a pretty big Beatles fan.
I feel like I've mentioned it once or twice before. You just saw Paul McCartney?
I did get to see Paul McCartney. He just wrapped up his tour. Of course, it was at the Kohl Center in Lambeau. I was there at the Kohl Center. It was fantastic. But Paul McCartney is up to something right now that I'm not real certain is a good idea.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
According to an article on Variety, Paul McCartney has been secretly writing an It's a Wonderful Life musical.
Excuse me?
It's a Wonderful Life. He says that he's working with some other people that have worked with, like, on Billy Elliot and Rocket Man. Uh-huh. So he's working with some people who know something about Broadway, which makes me feel a little bit better. But he said, It's a Wonderful Life is a universal story we can all relate to. And of course, it's the story of Jimmy Stewart's character, George Bailey, who goes back, an angel, shows him what the world would be like if he had never been in it.
Right. Right? Sure.
So I was thinking that maybe...
But it's going to be a musical?
A musical, a Broadway musical. So he's writing new songs. But I really don't think that Paul needs to write new songs for this It's a Wonderful Life musical. I think he can adapt some that he already has.
And then, like,
it'd be
what?
A little bit less work. Like, for Hey Jude, I think he could change a little bit.
Hey Jude.
George.
Don't make it bad.
So when he's on the bridge. Or maybe Clarence could sing that to him. Hey George.
Hey George.
Hey George Bailey, don't make it bad. I think that might be helpful. When, Clarence, you know, very famous line near the end where Clarence the angel says, Clarence teaches you earlier and talks about it. But then the little girl, Zuzu, says near the end, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Just kind of, and wings too. Come on. It's got to go into this song. It says wings right there.
And ringing the bell. How funny would that be if he really brought in the stuff, but he just changed? They're like, are you Weird Al Yankovic? every time.
I mean, actually, I think it would be a huge hit because these songs are great. At first I was making fun of it, but now.
Now
like,
you're starting to
Now,
think.
Like with the popularity of Yesterday and the Beatles songs, not even being sung by a Beatle is very popular.
Right? Wait.
I think maybe this could work. Although.
Kitty.
There is one thing that
there
I'm
could be a, problem.
A little concerned about, because the movie It's a Wonderful Life is set during Christmas time, in his musical,
a wonderful Christmas
that's
time.
How it'll end.
Instead of It's Auld Lang Syne at the end.
A wonderful Christmas time.
Look for it soon on Broadway.
Oh.
We'll be giving away trips to it.
That would be great. It's going to open in England and then hopefully make it to Broadway after that.
7:52 at Triple M.
The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.